Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to these Daily Defense studios. Sean's wanting me to quit hating on gas grills. I can't hating on gas grills. I'm sorry. I wouldn't know how to. I don't know how to operate a gas grill.
Well,
I mean, I'm
bad.
Sure I could figure it out. I guess I could figure it out, but it's just a whole lot easier to throw some charcoal in a starter and light charcoal. And people say, well, yeah, I don't have time for charcoal. Really? Wow, dude, you don't have 15 minutes to chill out and watch the coals burn? You're too busy for me, man. Lose my number. You got to be able to take some time. I remember when I was in college, my dad said to me, when you get out in the real world, always take your lunch. Always take a break. Always take your downtime. You have to have it. And he's right. Your downtime, maybe it's not lunch. Maybe it's when you come home from work and you fire up the charcoal and you kick back a little bit. Your life's not so busy that you got to fire up a gas grill and make a hot dog so fast. I got to hurry up and eat my hot dog. Let's turn on gas. It's instantly heat. Man, you're too busy for me, man. I'm learning how to not sweat the small stuff here, Sean.
Hold on. Now, I will, when it comes to hot dogs and hamburgers, now, don't get me wrong. I throw that on a charcoal grill quick, or I throw it in the microwave.
Excuse me? What did you say? Are you kidding me? Come on now. Hey, I got to tell you some fun stuff before we get into the day. Some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. Sean and myself, we were just talking during the break. Last night on the MonsterCast, great program, by the way. I want to apologize for losing my voice. About into the third hour, I had to run a rerun. We ran a show from Neil McCabe and Mike Pawarski the previous week. My voice just cagged out on me. It was that simple. I don't think I could have made it through. Stacey Washington was going to join me, so we're rebooking her for next week. Going to be a great program, and I do apologize for that. I've actually got a doctor's appointment tomorrow at 9:10 just to, you know, get myself some medication because I'm tired of this thing. Been lingering for the last few days. But anyway, fun stuff yesterday. Sean, if you recall, and I think it was in hour one, in the final segment of hour one, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't even know what led me to the conversation, but I was talking about my lottery numbers that I play. The cash three numbers in the state of Georgia, how I played the cash three, you know, a few days in a row. And for by some fluke, they run midday, evening, and then night. So you can play me. You can spend a lot of money playing those numbers. I generally don't. But for the past 2 weeks, I picked my number. And I've been playing the same number since I was a kid. I see this number everywhere. And people who know me all my life know. I've been seeing this number since I was 5 years old. The number 714, it appears everywhere. And I don't know why, but it does. But I tell you, it scares me on July 14th. I haven't been able to figure out why I'm seeing it, but I think it might have come clear to me last night or early this morning. But I was telling you about that on the Monster Show, how I played it for about 2 weeks running. And I missed the midday. On the sheet, when you fill out the numbers, you can pick next three drawings. And I did. But that gave me, because I had screwed up and I didn't make the midday drawing. It went evening, night, and then midday. And then when I went to play it again, it hit midday. I missed the midday in between the plays is how it happened. I'm not sure exactly how it happened. But I missed the midday drawing. Well, I box it, I play it straight, and I play it a combo. I play three different tickets. So I'm guaranteed if the number pops up anyway, I'm gonna get a payout. Minimum of $80, maximum of $500. But if you win it three ways or you hit it straight, you win it two other ways too. Well, that midday that I screwed up and didn't play, 741 came up. So I would have won it on the box, not the straight, but I would have won it on the box and the combo. So it was a pretty good pay. I missed it. I thought, you know, just my luck, right? So yesterday I was telling you that story. Well, I was also telling you the story about the Waffle House where the law-abiding citizen thwarted the robbery attempt in Cherokee County, not too far from where I'm at. In fact, I passed that Waffle House yesterday on my way to return some shoes at Cabela's. And on the way back, it was getting late, and I needed to get back to work. And I thought, I've got these tickets here. Should I just stop in there and play these numbers again today? And I thought, I don't have enough time to stop. And I blew by it. And I was telling you that story last night on the air. I fell asleep on the couch last night after I got back home from the Across Breed Holster Studios. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, woke up and I looked at my numbers and 714 hit last night drawing a half hour after I got off the air. Don't take my word for it. Go to galottery.com and look it up. 24 18 night drawing. My number 714 hit. Cost me $930. I didn't play it. So there's two things going on here. Either I'm that guy, and I don't. There's two options here. I have to believe one over the other. I believe this is a sign. I didn't play it. I was talking about it. I missed it midday, and I missed it on the night. And the night cost me $930. I would have hit a 500, a 330, and an 80. So it would have been $910 had I played it. Had I played my tickets, and I didn't. And the reason it hit last night was because I was talking about it. Number one. And that's a higher power saying, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. It's going to catch you. You're going to get it. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. Of course, I have to feel that way. The other option is, dude, you're just a loser, and you're never going to win nothing. Ha, 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 ha. And I really don't want to think that way. So I'll leave it go. Sean, did you want to jump in and give me your 2 cents worth on that?
You know, sometimes I just have to keep my mouth shut.
That's probably a good thing.
Exactly.
I would probably do the same thing. Sean, I tell you. Just don't talk in my head so nobody else can hear. If you're going to do it, make sure the mic is live.
Oh, the mic's live. Trust me.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good.
No, you know, it's true. All good. Yeah, it's interesting that you
uncanny. Uncanny.
Didn't do it that day.
That's not coincidence, Sean. That stuff doesn't have, that's not coincidence. The fact that I was talking about it 30 minutes after I got off the air after the show ended last night, 714 hit. That's not coincidence after talking about it. That's bizarre. I wrote my daily devotional about it and put it up on the Armed American Radio website. Very freaky indeed.
I have a question.
But it did happen. Don't take my word for it. Go look at the lottery site should you deem it necessary not to trust what I'm telling you. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
I know you want to move on, but here's the question. Now, if you mess around and win that $360 million, how much of it are you going to give me?
Absolutely none.
Oh.
Because you wouldn't back me up. You said it was better off just to keep your mouth shut. So we'll talk about it. All right, a couple things I want to clear up here. Doug Jones, I have got to clear the record. Nobody sent me an email on this, but I've got to clarify some comments. I've been talking about Doug Jones as an example here and a dynamic in play because I'm still confident in concealed carry reciprocity moving through the Senate, and I've been using Doug Jones as an example. And I realized when I was back listening to some audio, I caught myself talking about Doug Jones, and I did not articulate my commentary very well, and I want to clarify that. I've been talking about how Doug Jones, I said Doug Jones votes for the tax bill. That gives him cover to say, hey, I don't want to support concealed carry reciprocity. What I was talking about was weeks ago. Now, Doug Jones was elected on December 12th in that fluke election in Alabama. He was not sworn in until Wednesday, January 3rd, I believe. Wednesday, January 3rd. The tax vote in the Senate was December 17th. Doug Jones did not vote for the tax bill. There was a column on the Drudge Report stating where Doug, and I wish I had that column. I don't. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. Decided it really didn't matter as long as I tell you what I'm getting ready to tell you. But he had commented in there that he supported the tax cuts for the middle class Alabamans. And I thought, okay, this is a huge dynamic here. Doug Jones can come in and say, I'm going to support the tax cuts. And if he does that, that would give him, quote unquote, some plausible deniability here. It would give him cover, political cover, to vote against concealed carry reciprocity. And I've been using that as an example about the Republican states that the Democrats are running in red states. There are about 10 Senate seats right now in red states up for grabs, where if you take into consideration what Doug Jones said, now he didn't vote. He wasn't in the Senate. He wasn't sworn in. And I haven't been clarifying that, and I want to get that point across. Doug Jones did not vote for the tax cuts because he was not yet sworn in at the time that vote occurred. Number one, it was referring back to a column, and I don't mention that when I keep going into this dynamic. Where I'm going with that is you've got Democrats running in red states that Trump won handily. And I compare that with Doug Jones. If Doug Jones votes for taxes, that gives him credibility not to vote for, at least in his mind, national concealed carry reciprocity, when in fact every Democrat, it was a party line vote, it was 51-48. No Democrat supported the tax cuts. Those Democrats must run in those red states. Got it? It's going to be very difficult for them to vote against taxes and against concealed carry reciprocity. That's the point I'm making. And I've mentioned it a number of times, and I haven't really articulated it well. So I wanted to clear the air there. I'm surprised nobody caught that and sent me an email and said, hey, man, Doug Jones didn't vote for taxes. It came from an article that I read back in the Drudge Report shortly after his election that I saw that he supported the tax cuts. And that's where it came from, and I haven't clarified it. When we come back, a whole bunch more to tell you because, gosh, and uniformed law enforcement officer asked to leave Outback Steakhouse because he had a gun. Wait till you hear this. Back after this. All right, gun owners, do you want 100% confidence that you're ready to defend your family? How about great free training and education? Well, this is your absolute last chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete firearms and family defense confidence. I've been talking about it for weeks, but all free copies end Friday. That's it. Last chance. So you have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com for instant access to the USCCA's complete firearms and family defense guide and audiobook. It's easy. It's quick. It's completely free. Plus, you'll finally know what to do when talking to the police, how to detect attackers before they see you, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. But this is your last chance to get your copy. 164 pages, includes an audiobook that I recorded for you to listen in your car, and it's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Go over to armedandresponsible.com right now before they're gone. Last call. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. Last chance.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to 1of4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, gun owners. I've been telling you this. I told you this last night on the MonsterCast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I have to get this out now. If you want 100% confidence that you're ready to defend your family and get free training and education in the process, this is your absolute last chance to claim the free guide and the audiobook I did for you to give yourself and your family that self-defense confidence. I've been talking about it for weeks, but all free copies end Friday. They end Friday. Yesterday, I didn't know the closeout date, but it's Friday. That's it. Last chance. So you've got to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com for instant access, please, to the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide and audiobook that I did for you. It's easy, it's quick, it's painless, and it's free. Learn how to do these things, what to do when talking to the police, how to detect attackers before they see you. That's critical. How to handle an active shooter and a whole bunch more. But this is your last chance to get your copy. It's 164 pages, includes an audiobook to listen in your car that I voiced for you. It's a lot of fun, and it's completely free. If you act now, you'll also get the bonus gun buying checklist, okay? Get over to armedandresponsible.com right now before they're gone. Last call. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Also, the Gun A Day giveaway, usccaonair.com. For the Gun A Day giveaway going on throughout the month of February. All of the information is there for you at usccaonair.com. Also, don't forget to unleash the war fighter in you. Oh, Scott Jansen from Warfighter Tobacco is going to be here in segment four today. You're hearing them fronting the podcast now, running a great spot for you. It's official. I've been giving you the tease, okay? Warfightertobacco.com. You get 10% off by using the promo code AAR. I got a box of cigars over here that lots of friends of mine are going to really enjoy. Plus, they come in a really cool case as well. And I also have the Pelican case. I got that about 2 weeks ago, right before SHOT, before I headed out to Vegas. That Pelican case came with a lot of cool accessories, all right? AAR is the promo code. Save 10%, not just on cigars. If you don't like cigars, it's fine. Lots of people you know do. But there's lots of accessories over there. There's apparel. There's coffee. There's humidors in the form of those amazing Pelican gun case humidors. There's cigars, premium hand-rolled, long-filler Nicaraguans and Dominicans, shirts, whiskey glasses, cutters, lighters, the whole nine yards. Everything for the warfighter in your family, okay? So unleash the warfighter in you. That's warfightertobacco.com. Use the promo code AAR and take that 10% off everything except the sample packs because they're already discounted, all right? That's for you. These guys are 100% vet-owned. We support them. They support us. That's the way it's supposed to be. Let's support those guys, okay? All right. Again, the clarification on the Doug Jones thing before I move on. I've been talking about it for so long. I just have not been articulating it well, I don't think, all right? I'm going to clarify that. Doug Jones didn't vote for tax cuts. He commented, I read somewhere that he supported the Trump tax cuts for the middle class. Now, in hindsight, he can get away with saying that because he knew he wasn't going to have to vote for it. But that put a dynamic in play that I've been talking about that I think we're going to see happen relative to concealed carry. Using the fact that the hypothetical, okay, Doug Jones votes for him over here, then you've got him saying, well, I don't have to vote for concealed carry reciprocity. Meantime, you've got every Democrat out there, those included, running in Trump-won states that voted against the tax cuts because all Democrats did, all of them. They have to answer to their constituents in their red states. And they're going to vote against gun rights, too? That's not good. I was talking about it with Alan Gottlieb last night, and that's when I went in and listened to it. I thought that didn't come out right, so I wanted to clarify that. Okay. Uniformed officer asked to leave restaurant because he had a service weapon. You cannot make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up in today's day and age. This guy is a Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency officer. He was at Outback Steakhouse in Cleveland, Tennessee on Friday night, and he had a service weapon on him. Of course he did. He's a uniformed law enforcement officer. And he was asked to leave. His name was Andrew Ward. He was asked by a manager to remove his weapon and put it in his vehicle. What? Who has the gall to walk up to a uniformed law enforcement officer of any agency and say, excuse me, sir, I need you to go outside and put your gun in your car? What kind of idiot does that? What kind of moron even thinks in those terms? Well, in today's snowflake day and age, and you snowflakes, you know who you are. You know who you are. I've got a couple snowflakes in my family, and they know who they are. They hate when I say the term snowflake, too. You know why? It causes them to melt, because they're snowflakes. They just don't like being called snowflakes. Moved out west for a couple years and became elitist snobs. Yeah, they're coming back down to earth. I'll have to digress. But this guy, Andrew Ward, puts out, well, we had a first tonight. This is a Facebook post. We had a first tonight. While I was at work tonight, in uniform, I stopped by Outback Steakhouse to eat supper with my wife. I was approached by the manager and asked if I would put my gun in my truck. I let her know that I couldn't because I was in uniform. She then went and made a call and came back, and we were asked to leave because Outback is a gun-free zone. You can't make this stuff up. Note, he says, I don't blame the manager, but this is ridiculous, and we will never go back there ever again. The post continued. I'll read you a little bit of it. I'll read you all of it. What is this country coming to? A uniformed law enforcement officer sworn to protect and serve the public is refused service because they have a firearm. I am disgusted and have no other words. Outback has contacted us and has apologized for the incident. There was another customer, get this, that was scared for her life, who was seated across from us. This customer also stated that she was afraid because, quote unquote, police are shooting people. And this, and I know you're getting mad hearing this. I know you are. If you're driving, calm down. If you have to, take a breath, pull over. Don't hit the bridge abutment, please. That's not my intention. This customer also stated that she was afraid because police are shooting people. And this customer went on to demand to be escorted to her vehicle out of fear of being shot. Again, I don't blame the manager in this situation. Folks, we need to turn our attention to people like this who try and push their agenda on all those around them. When an entire restaurant full of other happy people were completely fine with my presence. As a country, we need to stand up for each other, as so many who have shared this post have done. I am truly humbled by the support we've received. This post has, as of now, nearing a quarter million shares, as it needs to have. But I want you to think about what we're talking about here. Well, I'm going to continue this after the break. Because there's more to this. Because the woman was also with her husband. The scared woman was with her husband. Good Lord, how do these people even walk outside of their house? But think about it. She was with her husband. What kind of guy is this? What kind of man is this? Ooh, I could get myself in trouble with this post, couldn't I? Yes, I could. You never know. I might have to do that. I'm not going to put up with this. I'm going to tell you like it is. When we come back, I'll finish this story and then move on. Absolutely disgraceful. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
No guns in Waffle Houses. Okay, no guns in Outbacks. Hold on, no food or drink in studio either. Hold on. Ice cold Deer Park water qualifies as a drink. Back to this boneheaded Outback story, because I have exclusive audio that was sent to me from the Outback. Wait till you hear this. Uniformed officer asked to leave restaurant because he had service weapon. 10 News, NBC, had a piece, local NBC. And it was shared locally at the time 37,000 times. It's now over, pushing close to a quarter million, I think, around 210,000, something like that. She said, police are shooting people. In a follow-up Facebook post, Ward shared why the manager confronted him. Now, he says a patron at the other table reported being scared for her life. Quoting, she said, police are shooting people, and she could have gotten shot in the parking lot, and the manager had to walk her and her husband to their vehicle. This guy's... We were told it was a policy they don't allow guns, he said. If we would have known there was a complaint, we would not have went anywhere. Seriously, she was scared for her life. We were joking and laughing with our server as we ordered, then prayed. What was scary about that? Snowflakes. You never know what's going to set these people off or trigger them, right? You never know. Now, he claims that his family, they got a $100 gift card from management, Outback's corporate called him in addition to local management and apologized. And he said they understand that a mistake was made. He's a little bit more forgiving than I am. Because you have to ask yourself this question. What kind of manager would even consider asking a uniformed law enforcement officer to take their gun off and put it away? As far as I'm concerned, that manager should be terminated. Terminated. But that's just me. Maybe you disagree. Let me know. mark@armedamericanradio.org. But a spokesperson from the corporate Outback sent them an email and said, we've always allowed uniformed law enforcement officers to carry their sidearms while dining with us. A manager made a mistake. We have contacted the guest personally and apologized. Law enforcement is the exception. He says, we've always allowed uniformed law enforcement officers to carry their sidearms inside our restaurants. A manager made a mistake, and we've discussed this with her. We have contacted the guest personally and apologized. Law enforcement is the exception to our policy. You got that? The exception to our policy. We are a restaurant where families often dine and where liquor is served and merely want all of our guests to feel comfortable. What does liquor have to do with anything? Why did Outback have to put liquor in that statement? They feel they have to justify their no guns policy? You see, here in Georgia, I don't know if there's a gun, no gun sign on the door at Outback. I couldn't care less because I'm going to walk right past it if I have to go in there. Maybe I'm on a family outing. That was where the vote went. I'm not leaving my gun in my car. It's not against the law for me to do it. I'm walking right in. And I'm going to pay for my meal in violation of their policy boldly and plainly because I can. Then maybe I'll send an email and say, hey, by the way, I was sitting over at table A10 and I had my firearm with me lawfully carried in the state of Georgia. And nothing happened because you sell liquor in there. Wow. What's the correlation? Huh? All gun owners are irresponsible drunks who are going to shoot up your restaurant? Now, I could go a bunch of different rabbit holes here, but I'm not. I want to go back to the woman and her husband who had to be walked out. Now, was this guy going, oh, come on, honey, you're being ridiculous. Come on, you're embarrassing me. For God's sakes, it's a cop. Is that what he was doing? Or was he going, let's just get out of here. That officer is frightening us. Come on, let's go. Get a manager, hon. Let's go. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, and I've got exclusive audio from inside that Outback that was taken by someone seated behind her. Take a listen. This is what it sounded like in that Outback when that woman saw the officer's gun. You want to hear that again? It's too much fun. This is a snowflake scream. This is what it sounds like. Now, here's the fun part. That wasn't the woman. That was her husband. That was her husband. You know, this is where we're at today. What can I tell you? Of course, that's not exclusive audio. I went out and got that for you because it was fun to do. But come on. Come on. Look at that police officer. He has a gun. Oh my gosh. Oh. Yeah. And like the officer said, what are we coming? That's what we're coming to. Or are we really? This is the power of the media. Do you think if this woman, do you think she would have done this before Black Lives Matter? Before Hands Up, Don't Shoot Lies? Huh? How about that? Before athletes took knees and protested police brutality that on a wide scale doesn't occur? Or the Hands Up, Don't, which was a lie from the word go? The whole Black Lives Matter is based on a lie. I don't care whether you like that or not. That's a fact. Hands up, don't shoot, lie. Flat out bald-faced lie. And this is where this comes from? Now, I want to go to the manager. The bigger part of this, you understand there's goofy snowflakes out there, right? They're out there. But I want to go to the manager at Outback. I just want to ask you the question. I don't have the answer to it. But what manager, what person who runs an Outback Steakhouse, what kind of person, forget their lot in life, forget what they do for a living, forget who they are, forget what color they are, forget what their education is, forget how much money they make. It doesn't matter what their socioeconomic ladder rung is. It doesn't matter. What type of person walks up to any law enforcement officer and says, I'm sorry, sir, our policy is you have to leave with your weapon. I need you to go outside with your weapon. Who does that? Who does that? Now, keep in mind, in Tennessee, signs, go back to signs for just a second. In Tennessee, no gun signs carry the weight of law. So I walked into a Sticky Fingers in Chattanooga one time with my firearm concealed. Now, I'm going to go to the open carry thing here in just a second, too, because it does come into play here. You see, but the signage laws in Tennessee, the signs have to be visible at every entrance and exit. And the one that I went into had three doors up in the front. It was like a little glass lobby that stuck out, and I didn't see a sign when I walked in. I did when I walked out the other door, but it wasn't on the other one. So technically, they weren't following state law. But here's the secret. My gun was concealed. No one knew I had it. It wasn't printing, because I know how to dress appropriately. And if you really want to conceal the gun, put it in an ankle holster. But in Tennessee, those signs carry the weight of law. So I was in violation of the law, unknowingly, because I didn't see the sign. I didn't see the sign until I walked out. So technically speaking, they didn't handle it. Sticky Fingers didn't handle that properly. But in the state of Georgia, and I'm not telling you to violate the law, in the state of Georgia where I reside, I can walk right past any sign at Outback Steakhouse. I'm inclined to go in there tonight and openly carry my firearm, which is legal in the state of Georgia, walk in and see if I get chucked out. Boy, wouldn't that be ironic. And I'm not in a uniform, huh? Good heavens. You never know what you're going to hear when you walk around with your firearm. You just never know. Be back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.com. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
No more screaming girls for now, huh? How about that exclusive audio from inside the Outback with the little snowflake and her husband? I don't even know what you call that guy. Let's get out of here, honey. That cop has a gun. Oh, my God. And get the managers to walk us out. Whew, jeez, oh, Pete. Must live in... I'm getting myself in trouble. I'm not going to go there. All right, gun owners. 100% confidence that you're ready to defend your family. This ends on Friday. So I want you to get free training and free education. 164 pages of it, okay? Last chance. Hurry up. ArmedandResponsible.com. Instant access to the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide and the audiobook. I recorded the audiobook for you. I had a blast doing it. It's been incredibly well received. Go get it. It's free until Friday. Learn how to talk to cops when they get there. God forbid you have to pull your firearm, okay? How to detect attackers before they see you. You can avoid having to pull the gun if you do that. How to handle an active shooter, God forbid. And a whole bunch more. Last chance to get your copy. Act now. You'll also get the bonus gun buying checklist. ArmedandResponsible.com right now before they're gone, and they are going to be gone. Don't miss this essential free guide and the audiobook I did for you, okay? ArmedandResponsible.com. Also, USCCAOnAir.com. For the Gun A Day giveaway, go check out what the Gun A Day is. It pops up every single day, changes at midnight, and flips. Sometimes it's two or three guns. Sometimes they'll pick a Kimber or whatever it is, and boom, you give away four of them. You never know. Right? This wildly popular, USCCAOnAir.com. And remember, Warfighter Tobacco. Unleash the warfighter in you. Premium Nicaraguans and Dominicans, hand-rolled long fillers. These things are awesome. I can attest to that from personal experience. And all the accessories. All the cutters, all the apparel, the coffee, all the cool stuff, ashtrays, all the cool stuff you can get over there at Warfighter Tobacco, 100% vet-owned. And by the way, Scott Jansen from Warfighter Tobacco joins me right now. Scott, how you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. You made it home from SHOT unscathed?
Yeah, I did. Didn't even get the crud, so
I did. I'm happy about that. Did. I got the crud. I'm going to the doctor at 9:10 tomorrow just to make sure I don't need any medication. I'm still trying to get over it, but it wasn't major. It didn't knock me out. It just kind of messed with my voice. So I'm glad you guys got back okay. All right, I got it. Let's talk personal stuff here. I ordered from you using the AAR code. I got some 556 Connecticut shades. They're wonderful, and I haven't been able to touch them because of my cold. You know, I'm hoping I can do something about that over the next few days, but I've got some friends I want to give them out to and everything else. Premium doesn't even come close to the description. Tell me about the company and how you guys came about.
So Warfighter started, about a couple, because we got drunk at SHOT Show one year. And we decided.
You're not the only one that started a business that way, bro. I'm telling you.
So we decided we wanted to, I've been in the gun industry for about 10 years, and I wanted a product that was a consumable that I could brand, there was, something for the military, because there's, like I said, there's a lot of cigar companies that market to us, but they're not really us. And so it just happened to work out, and we've made some mistakes along the way, and we've learned a lot, and we're to the point now where I think we have a great product, and, what we're doing now is looking for local brick and mortars to carry our product to get it out to everybody. So,
well, I might be able to help you in that regard. Believe me, we'll talk about that off air. But you guys, your ethos here, stay dangerous. I love this, and I think people need to understand. First off, I want to tell you, listener, that you hear a 1 minute spot now before the podcast. Those kicked off today. We're serious about this. You get a 10% discount from Warfighter. This is top-notch stuff. This isn't garbage. This is the real deal here by guys who are the real deal. All of you are vets. This is 100% veteran-owned, correct?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Warfighter Joe, that's the coffee. You've got the Warfighter Send It whiskey glasses. You've got the coffee bucket combos. You've got cutters. You've got hand-rolled premium cigars. You've got women's Unleash V-neck logo T-shirts and a whole bunch more over at the site. And I want people to know that it's not just the cigars, but there's a lot of cool stuff for gifts and everything else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We juggle that between being strictly a cigar company and being a lifestyle brand. And so that's why we offer the apparel and all the other stuff to go along with cigar smoking. But at the end of the day, we're dudes and we like cool things. And so that's what we try to put on our website. And we'll be rolling out new products, taking old products off the website, and there'll always be some new stuff up there. So
we're dudes and we like cool things. That needed to go on the spot we put up in front of the podcast. I'm just saying, we might have to fix that. We're dudes and we like cool things. That's true. Guys like stuff like this. They really do, And I think one of the coolest things that's going to, for gun owners, I want you gun owners to pay attention here. The Pelican cases, Scott. Everybody knows Pelican's quality when it comes to gun cases, travel cases, everything else, right?
Well, absolutely. In the military, we use Pelican cases for everything, for computers to guns to, just anything that we deploy with, it's in a Pelican case. And so that's why we wanted to do our humidors with Pelican. And actually getting set up with Pelican wasn't the easiest thing in the world because they're like, cigar company? Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust me, we're in the gun industry. Believe me, we sell a lot of these Pelican cases, but we didn't want to use a Chinese knockoff and we didn't want to, anything like that. We wanted to use a genuine Pelican. And also what that does too, is sometimes it'll allow guys to deploy with cigars without being questioned about if they're bringing cigars.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, you covert special ops guy, you. Hey, listen.
It's just natural camouflage.
It is natural camouflage. It's important people understand why you went with Pelican and why everybody deploys, why the military uses them, and why virtually everybody that has a display at SHOT or NRA carries most of their stuff in Pelican cases. Why is that? Because they're what?
Well, they're indestructible.
Bingo.
Basically. So
they're super high quality. And what you've done, listener, is that you've seen these things now turned into humidor cases with the Bovita wood. Tell us how that works.
So what the Bovita does is a two-way humidification packet. So we sell them in, because a Pelican is 100% sealed, you want to use the 69% humidification pack. And what that does is if your cigars are too dry, it'll let out moisture. And if they're too wet, it'll dry them out to 269% where they need to be. So,
I can tell you right now, it is pretty awesome because I've been checking the Pelican case because I have one, and I've got 20 because I just put the 5.56 Connecticut's in there, and I can tell you right now with the digital hygrometer that they are in fact holding steady at exactly 70% humidity. So this thing, because the Pelican case does seal, holds. I couldn't think of a better way to put the humidor. I'm always having trouble with the wood humidor. I've not had a lick of trouble with this thing since I've gotten it. It also comes with a vent on it if you're traveling with it, too, for air pressure, which is very, very important, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Where can people go get this stuff? And tell us first, because I got sidetracked with the cool products I was looking at, but unleash the warfighter in you. What does that mean?
So it just means, you know, like, you know, everybody's got a little bit of a patriot, a little bit of a warfighter in them. You know, we, you know, just, you know, let it out. You know, don't hide it, Don't, you know, don't get all PC, you know, let it out. And that's one thing with like our social media and stuff. We're not PC. We do some funny things. And so if you guys haven't checked out our social media, we do a lot on Instagram and Facebook. You know, check it out. So,
yeah, don't be the little snowflake that reacts like this when you see somebody carrying a gun. Don't be this person. No, don't do that. But unleash the warfighter in you. Go to warfightertobacco.com and buy a big stogie and embrace the warfighter in you. Did I say that right?
You did.
Awesome, Scott. Thanks, man. We're getting ready to cut this hour up, but I'm looking forward to bringing you back again real soon, too. And the rest of you, tell George as Pat and I said hi. I love that. All right. Very fun stuff. Warfighter Tobacco. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the support. We're going to support you, too. Warfighter Tobacco. Use the promo code AAR. Take 10% off. Remember, until we meet on the radio again tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Don't worry about bothering this person. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.